My friend, how do you know a true church member from a false church member? A true church member should be able to pass three tests. What are those tests? You'll find out today as we take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bob Away Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages on the book of 1 John. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse number 3, as we take a look in the book.
Let us pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for who you are. The God who hear and you still answer prayers. Speak to our hearts this morning in a mighty way so that the lost can be saved. The saved can be encouraged and backsliders can come back to you. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. We'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Come on and put your hands together. Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. For those of you who have your Bibles, open with me this morning to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. Verses 3 through 11. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. When you find it, say, I got it. Amen. Amen. All right. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 11, and it reads like this. And hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that said, I know him, and keepeth not his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith, he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I want to talk with you this morning on the subject, don't be fooled by church membership. Don't be fooled by church membership. High five somebody and tell them, Pastor, going to talk about don't be fooled by church. Membership. Don't be fooled by church membership. I need your prayers this morning. There was a pastor of a large church that said that he could have a much better church if God would just kill off a few of his members. Because many troublemakers are dividing various churches. Many troublemakers are causing church splits. And normally whenever a church go through a church split, there's normally three groups. There's the group that left the church. Then there's a solid rock, strong Christians that remained in the church. But then there's another group that's riding the fence. They could go either way. They could go later on with the group that done left the church, or they can just remain in the church. But just because a person has remained in the church, don't you think that they are with the church? Just because people are with you don't mean that they're really with you. Not everybody whose name is on the church roll is really right with God. Not everybody whose name is on the church roll is coming to the church for the right reasons. That's why you got to be careful about who you reach and grab just because they're in the church. You got to be careful about who you reach and grab and put on a board or a committee just because they're in the church. You got to be careful about who you reach and grab even for a marriage partner just because they're in the church. Because just because they with you don't mean that they really with you. I believe that this is how it was in John's church. Because John tells us about three groups that was in his church. The first group that was in the church, you can read about that group that left the church in John chapter 2, verse number 19. He talks about how some had left the church. But then in verses 12 through 14, he talks about those strong Christians. And he put them in three camps that remained there in the church. But then there's a group that was saying one thing, but was doing another. And that's the group I want to look at this morning. I want to look at that group that was saying one thing, but was doing another thing. And see, you don't have to kill off folks in the church. You can just test them out. That's what John did. John just gave a series of tests. And if they pass the test, then they with you. But if they flunk the test, then you know they're not with you. And I want to look at three of these tests this morning. Are y'all going to go with me? I'm going to have to go by myself. Test number one, the test of obedience, or the obedient test. If that person is really with you, he or she should pass the obedient test. Look right here in verse number 3. It says, "And hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandment. He that said, I know him, and keep it not, his commandment is a lie, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him." Notice, John, first of all, deals with the negative, and then he deals with the positive. he talks about this person who say they know him. John says, hereby we know that we know him. How you know that you know Jesus? He said, if you keep his commandments. He says, he that says I know him, but they ain't keeping his commandment. John said, let me tell you who that is. That's a lie. And the truth ain't it. But you say, that's a deacon in the... John say, that's a lie. You say, but that's the preaching. John say, that's a lie. You say, but that's a trustee. John say, that's a lie. You say, that's an usher, though. He say, but that's a lie. And the truth is not in him. See, knowing, when you say you know God, that's just not having head knowledge. But that's having experimental, personal knowledge. It's not hearsay knowledge. What you heard somebody else say is something that you know for yourself. You got a personal experience with the Lord. And John says, if you're saying that you know him, but you don't keep the commandment, you're lying. And he said, the truth is not in him. And John now, keep in mind who's writing this, John, he don't look at truth as just facts, having the right facts. No, John look at truth as a person. Remember John 14 and 6? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So truth is just not an embodiment of facts. It is a person. Even Jesus looked at truth as a person when he talked about the Holy Spirit in John 14 and 17. He says, even the Spirit of truth. So truth then is first Jesus Christ. Truth then is the Holy Spirit. So what John is saying, if a person say that they know Jesus but don't keep his commandment, John says he ain't got no Jesus in him. And he ain't got no Holy Ghost in him. So don't be fooled just because they saying one thing. They talking right, but they living wrong. John said the truth ain't in it. But then he gets to the positive. He said, but whosoever keep it, his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. The way you know you in Jesus is you keeping his word. You in Jesus, and Jesus' word is in you. And I like this word, keep it. It means to guard. It means to watch over. It's like you got some valuable treasures in a treasure chest, and you are guarding it. You are watching over it. So when you're talking about keeping the word of God, it ain't a drudgery kind of thing. You look at God's word as a precious kind of thing. You look at it like treasure. You treasure God's word. You value God's word. You honor God's word. That's why it's easy for you to obey God's word. Oh, you're getting awfully quiet in here. But that's all right, because I wasn't expecting too many amens today, because we living in a day and age where obedience done went out of style. People today are not into obeying anybody, let alone obeying the Lord. They don't want to obey their mama, their daddy. They don't want to obey their husband. They don't want to obey the preacher. They don't want to obey the teacher. They don't want to obey nobody. Obeying young done went out of style. Preachers today got preachers scared today to preach the whole Bible, the whole counsel of the Word of God, because they don't want to deal with those scriptures that tell people you got to obey God. We got rich folks today that done came into the church, and they value their riches more than they value the Word of God. We got educated people that done came into the church today. And they value their education more than they value the Word of God. And so people today, they don't want to really hear. They ain't even got time to sit there and listen to a man preach the Bible, because they don't value the Word enough to obey the Bible. I heard, even when they're giving out the marriage vows, when you come to that part about love, honor, cherish, and obey, a lot of preachers are leaving that part out. Sometimes you can be doing a wedding and you come to that part, love, honor, cherish, and obey. And soon as the bride say obey, you hear the congregation start laughing. Because they don't value the Word of God. But if you can't obey a man that you love, that you see, how can you obey the God man that you can't see? What God is doing, he's getting you ready in the visible to get ready for the invisible. And if you're flunking out in the visible, you're going to flunk out in the invisible. And that's the problem today. A lot of folks done reached and grabbed somebody who don't obey the Word of God. I'm reminded of a lady that went to marriage counseling with her pastor. And she wanted some pre-marriage counseling because they was getting ready to get married. But the man she was getting ready to get married to didn't want to break it off with his old girlfriend. He wanted to marry her, but wanted to have the girlfriend on the side. So they went to marriage, pre-marriage counseling. And so she told the pastor, and the pastor said, well, young man, if you get married, you're going to have to break it off, because if you're going outside your marriage to sleep with somebody else, then the Bible calls that committing adultery. And you'll be breaking one of God's laws. And the young man said, well, I ain't into obeying all them old laws and stuff.
Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.